Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. That's the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Sullivan, Vice President for Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Old friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member. Tom, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the your MetLife Index survey of small businesses, how their attitude is about health care. You asked them about how complex it is. You asked them about how they feel about costs, and they gave you their answers too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Our surveys show very, very clearly that complexity and cost are the major barriers for small businesses to provide health
care. They said complexity. When they say complexity, is it not understanding how any given policy works, or not knowing whether they need to be using a one of the new plans that the president's gotten out, if they have to still be part of Obamacare? You know what I mean? Is it that either one of those, or is it all of it?
It's all of it. I mean, the good news is that our survey shows small businesses use brokers to try to figure out all the complexity. The bad news is the complexity isn't going down, and the cost certainly isn't coming down. And that's right. Where some initiatives coming out of the Trump administration should have solved some of these problems. But unfortunately, 12 Democratic AGs have stopped.
Why would the Democrats want to hurt, want to stop something that would benefit small their own small businesses?
Well, Jim, here's the way I see it. You've got Obamacare creating these exchanges, right? And you and I and your listenership know that competition is good.
Right.
So those Democratic AGs don't view the world that way. And now the Trump administration creates the ability for associations and local chambers of commerce to basically create their own exchanges.
Back when you were with the U.S. with the SBA, and I was up there helping you guys, and we were working with the U.S. Chamber, we tried to get this done. What was it, 06, 07, the INSEE program? We tried to get this done. I'm convinced if we could have gotten done in those days the kind of things that President Trump is trying to do right now, we would never have heard about Obamacare. If that had passed. And I still blame the AARP and Senator Kennedy for killing that deal. I'll never forgive the AARP for being against it ever. Do not be a member of the AARP, folks.
We actually have some really good news on association health plans. So over a year ago, the rule the Department of Labor put out allowed associations and local and state chambers of commerce to create pools of small businesses to drive down costs. And in a very limited time, we saw over 21,000 employees of small businesses.
It's a natural thing. It fits us. It fits us, doesn't it?
Yes. And they were realizing rate reductions up to 30%.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, these attorneys general get very afraid of competition their exchanges, and they decided to stop it.
Give us a list of some of the states that were against this. Can you tell us which ones? New York, California.
Well, actually, pretty close to your home. I mean, the Attorney General Steve Marshall in Alabama has joined with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and NFIB and 70 other.
But who were against it?
A lot of states up in the Northeast with
New York, California. I'm sure Connecticut, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. My home state of Massachusetts,
Maryland,
yes, sir.
Maryland, I'm sure, all those guys. So folks, these are programs that are tried and true. Small business owners have been begging for them for 15 years. We've been begging for these things. That's the reason I brought up the 06 thing with the INSEE bill. We've been begging for these for a long time. They make sense. They work for us. We can afford them. We can be competitive with employees. And you've got a dozen Democrat state attorney generals who are blocking this. Are they going to be successful? Or are we going to be able to get around them? What are the courts going to do?
We're suing right back, and we're going to win. So we have NFIB, U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We've got 70 state and local chambers of commerce. We've got 16 attorneys general, including the Attorney General of Alabama, right, all pushing back in court, and we're going to win.
What can I do to help? What can we do to help?
Well, I think we've just got to spread the word that competition is good. And you set up some sweetheart deal under Obamacare. Why can't local and state chambers of commerce have their own exchanges, their own pools,
yeah,
to insert competition, lower the cost of health care, and allow Main Street businesses to actually compete for talent?
Folks, let me tell you why those people are against this and why it's all on the – and I hate to say this because I try not to be partisan here, but it keeps showing up on the Democrat side. The reason is the same reason they created Obamacare. It's not about health care. It's not about reform. It's about control. And the more you and I have the access to association health care plans, the farther away we're going to be from being manipulated by one particular group of people. What do you think, Tom? Last thoughts.
Amen. Small business owners don't want this to be partisan. They just want solutions. They want to be able to get past complexity and cost and provide health care for their employees. And association health plans is a tried and true way to do that. When they set this up before the lawsuit,
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Folks, we've got to find a way for good policy not to be killed just because the other side, the idea of the other side. We've got to quit thinking of it like that. We've got to quit thinking about this policy creation as a football game. Tintail, right back with Tom Sullivan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.